Hey guys, it's Boss Barrel Radio.
Hey, Carol.
Use an ice pack for your neck.
I need just a heating pad or something. It's killing me. Taking some ibuprofen.
Have a nice warm bubble bath.
Maybe. That sounds pretty good. Yeah. You going to draw it for me?
Sure.
Bubble it up?
Sure. Don't ask where the bubbles come
get
from.
Get the straws out.
Yeah, straws.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Mom always used to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do they make Mr. Bubble anymore? Can you get that?
What's Mr. Bubbles?
What? Mr. Bubbles? It's just a box. Like it looks like a fucking cereal box / detergent box. Just like powdery pink foam stuff you pour it in the tub and bubbles.
Huh.
Essentially, it's just dry soap.
Oh. Nope. Not familiar with that.
Mr. Bubbles. I never spent time with Mr. Bubbles myself.
Yeah.
Jeez, what is wrong with you guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I mean, sure, yeah. The bubble baths were just not a huge thing, I guess.
I always took showers.
Yeah, even as a kid?
Yep. Oh. It's because I had my own bathroom as a child, but it was a half bathroom.
Oh, so only a shower? Yep. So you didn't have a choice?
Nope.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I swear to you, this is a thing. I swear I can buy this somewhere.
Sure.
Now.
Wow. Now John only wants to take bubble baths with Mr. Bubbles.
I know.
This is, yeah.
I kind of do too.
Yeah,
I don't even fit into tubs anymore.
You got to get a king size tub.
Yeah.
King tub.
A pool.
Yep, this is exactly.
Baby pool.
I'm sorry, it's not Mr. Bubbles, it's just Mr. Bubble.
Okay. Mr. Bubble.
Yes, Mr. Bubble.
Still alive and kicking?
I don't know. I would have to see if I can purchase this somewhere because now I kind of want to take a bubble bath.
Okay. Go to like an antique store.
Yeah,
antique store. You guys got Mr. Bubble?
You got Mr. Bubble. You get the old bubble.
Yeah. Looking to get a fix.
Mr. Bubble Senior.
I want none of that new crap.
Yeah.
Commodore Bubble.
Old Bubble always got me through the day.
Man. Good stuff.
Well, guys.
Good talk.
Speaking of Mr. Bubble, John, Ryan, Griffin. How's everybody?
Good.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Griff has a sore neck, my legs don't work, and Ryan is tired.
Sounds pretty normal.
Let's podcast.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Okay, so there's a picture of Mr. Bubble.
Okay.
Can you guys see that?
Can't see it, but I'm sure Griff will put this up in the comments.
Okay, yeah, I'll put that up as an image. Mr. Bubble.
Just Google that shit.
If you are that interested, yeah. Ryan, we missed you last week. You've been playing Gears of War 3.
A little bit.
No.
Just kind of.
No.
You play anything besides Gears of War 3?
What
does Gears of War 3 Horde count?
No.
What do you see when you go to sleep?
Actually,
that's why you're fucking tired.
Last night, I was watching a movie.
Oh, what?
I was like, no, take cover.
Was it a Gears of War 3 trailer?
No.
Pull out your torque bow.
But they were having a firefight inside. It was New Jack City, and they were having a firefight. I was like, no, take cover behind that box. Take cover. And he was just standing out there. He wasn't even taking cover with his back up against the wall.
What's the difference between people living on Sarah and people living on Earth?
I don't know, but they are people we have discovered.
Yeah. They call themselves people. They refer to themselves as humans.
Yep.
See, that is...
They have a 26-hour day cycle.
Yep.
It's 26-hour days.
Uh-huh. Right.
This just could be Sarah, though.
What's that?
That could just be how Sarah works, like their rotation around their...
Oh, yeah, no, that's totally fine. Like, it's just... They are...
I'm telling you, there was an arc that brought them over from Earth, and this is like... This is, or if you want to go crazier on this, it could just be like Star Wars, where it's like, you know,
that's
a faraway galaxy long, long ago, but somehow in the future.
That's what I was thinking, where it's like, this is just alternate Earth that's slightly different, more savage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But humans.
Earth with big bugs.
Yeah. And small bugs.
Because, I mean, if you want to just...
Giant, squat people.
If you want to break it down into just, like, the semantics of are they humans, well, if they fucking speak English.
That's racist, John. Well, trying to say that anybody who doesn't speak English isn't a human?
They're beneath
humans?
The queen speaks English.
This is what I'm saying. Whatever. I'm done. Yeah. I'm going to play this game today, and I'm just going to finish it and just give it back to you guys and tell you how wrong you are.
No, it's good. It's really good. You've probably been playing a lot of multiplayer, you said, Ryan?
I've been playing a lot of everything in that game. I beat Horde mode twice now.
That's 50 waves?
Yeah, I've done it twice.
Freaky.
Well, you got to do it on casual, normal, hardcore, and insane. So I'm up to hardcore.
Why do you have to do it on all those?
To get Seriously 3.0. The achievement where you have to get all golden onyx awards and reach level 100.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous. It probably Seriously.
Have you tried any of the mutations?
I've unlocked one of them.
What? And you've played this game that much?
Yeah, they're hard to unlock.
They are hard to unlock.
Really?
Yeah. You have to get a lot of like in-game achievements to...
Yeah. You have to play horde mode like 50 times before you can get one mutator or something like that.
You'd think you'd make those slightly easier.
No, because they actually give you a huge advantage or a disadvantage.
No, some of them do. Like the fun ones shouldn't be so difficult to get to.
But like infinite ammo, I'm assuming in order to beat horde mode on insane, you're going to need 5 guys with infinite ammo and invulnerability.
But you can't put mutators on when you're playing horde mode.
Yeah, you can.
No? On horde mode?
Yeah.
Is that something you have to enable?
Yeah, it's at the beginning. When you pick horde mode, there's an option at the bottom, enable mutators.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you still get the achievement or whatnot, but I would think that...
I thought the only time the mutators came into play was in arcade mode.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. No. Hmm. Horde mode too.
Well, that makes sense then, I guess. Yeah. There's some things to help buff you out.
Yeah.
Big head mode.
Dude, next weekend is big head mode for multiplayer.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that means a lot of headshots, I'm guessing.
Everybody gets big head mode?
Yep. Everybody is going to have big heads while playing the game.
Wow, that's funny.
So that allows you to hit the head a lot easier.
Yep. It's going to be going down quite a bit. I can't wait to see the head like hanging undercover, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yep. Just like still not getting hit.
Yeah. Got Sniper Central, right?
Yep.
Just take him out.
Yep.
One shot.
Pistol. 5 shots with the pistol to the dome.
5 shots to the dome seems like excessive.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty excessive.
Well, it's a little bolt. It's a snub pistol.
Which pistol are you talking about? The snub?
Snub.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, bam, 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 bam.
I'm here to tell you, if I shot you in the face with a snub nose pistol,
they're not humans, man.
Take one.
They don't work like... Right. Maybe they just have really bad, like, physics on their weapons. I don't know, like...
the pistol is just humans. So snubby.
Like the machine gun, you know.
The Molotov pistol, that'll take your head off in 2 shots.
Still, wow. That's two shots.
That's one shot too many.
Mm-hmm.
One with an active.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
So, Ryan, you're pretty deep into this game.
Yeah. More than I should be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
More than you should be? I think this is about par for the course. I feel like this is what I kind of expected, if not more.
So did you beat Beast Mode?
Yeah, played that the first day. It was okay, but it was decent, but nothing like to really... There's not enough there to keep you going, I feel.
It's a fun little side.
Hey, this is cool, but... Not enough to really
dig
down into it like the rest of Gears of War is.
When you play that online, it's not like Left 4 Dead style where you can play as the thing.
You can only play as the monsters.
Okay, so no, like there's not another team of online players playing as the people.
Gears of War 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Gears before war.
Yeah, that would be...
That's what it's going to be.
Yes, Pendulum Wars.
I know.
Goddamn.
Yeah, you get that impression too?
Yeah.
Where they just keep talking about the Pendulum Wars over and over again.
Oh, the Pendulum Wars?
Just like...
And I'm guessing that Coltrane's going to be a Thrashball star.
Sure.
Just like in fucking...
It's a minigame.
Halo ODST, where at the end of that, they're all talking about Reach. And how this is just like Reach and Reach, Reach, Reach. And I'm like, so...
Reach. Did you play any of the Thrashball, like... Bing, bing.
Yeah, the
I'm wondering if you have table? Two people. I'm wondering if you have two people you can actually play or something.
No.
No?
I doubt it.
At the beginning of the game, did you kick the vending machine?
Yes.
To get out the mints?
Sure.
No?
Yes, I did. Does it matter?
No, but I was just like...
to remind me.
I interacted with the environment. Yes, I did.
I hit stuff.
I did the dupe. Yeah. I flushed the toilet.
You can do that?
Yeah. There's a lot, all the pickups though I find to be really hard to find.
Some of them you have to like shoot up above you and then they fall out of a crate.
Or
shoot the guy hanging off the ledge and a cog tag falls or something.
Yeah. That's difficult.
Yeah. But the game's amazing and definitely meant to be played with lots of people. You can play it by yourself, but like
it really shines if you were playing with five people.
Yeah, that's... Wait, you can play with five?
Well, Horde mode is five, oh. But campaign four.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to play with a full team. That'd be, I think, the only way to get through like the harder difficulties.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
You're sure. Set. You don't really need to experience it that way.
Not really. Like, I'm good on Gears of War now.
Did you play as Anya?
I have played as Anya.
Better or worse than you expected?
It's a lot better than I expected. Yeah. Like, I think it's a lot better than Gears of War 2. I really wish all the Gears of War were up to this quality, because then I think I could actually get behind and enjoy the franchise more. Like, when I was playing this, I was like, man, I want to go back and play 1 and 2 again. And I was like, no, that's a bad idea, because they're not good. They're not, or I should say, they're not as refined and good as this. But, yeah, I was very much surprised. I mean, mainly for the campaign, the story. Like, the Horde mode and the Beast mode are fine, but I mean, it's nothing fantastic.
The Horde mode, it's not as tower defense-y as I thought it would be.
Right.
It's more.
Yeah, it seems like you could totally play that just as it was originally built.
You could. You could.
And not really spend your
and
cash.
And the way you spend your cash, you have to spend all your cash to upgrade the things, but it takes so much money to spend all that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to earn so much before. And in order to get the silver back, you have to spend... You have to play. I've already played 2 full rounds of Horde mode. That's 3 hours apiece.
Yeah.
That's 6 hours of Horde mode, and I still haven't unlocked the silver back.
Yeah, because you have to spend so much money to upgrade the things to reach them or to get them to a new level, and then once they level up that high, then you have access to new stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a pain in the ass.
And you can only upgrade once a level.
Yeah, it's like... It's very much carrot on stick that is forever far away. But you think about it, like, this is going to be a game that people are going to be playing for the next year or 2 years. Like, it's Gears of War. Like, people love that multiplayer and will keep going after it for a long time. So if there's more incentives that are further away, that's good. Like, the fact that you can't just get everything on day one, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm close, though, man. I'm close. Level 60.
Yeah. What happens when you hit a level 100? Do you pendulum and go back to level 1?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So when the pendulum swings,
pendulum.
Go back down. You have to de-level 49 to 1. You have to play really bad until you get back to level 0, and then you can restart.
Uh-huh. That's what you do.
And you get a different,
how'd you know?
You get a different cog tag each time.
Oh, the skins are pretty cool, though, but... Very, very smart marketing.
Why? What's the skins you're talking about?
The skins on the rifles for multiplayer.
Uh-huh.
They each cost in between $4 and $5, or $3 and $5.
Why would you ever pay that?
Because they look fucking amazing, and people buy them, and everybody else had awesome guns, so I was like...
You bought this?
I bought like 3 of them.
Oh my god, you're an idiot.
Yep. But they're fucking amazingly smart for doing that.
Can't you just earn them?
Nope, can't earn them.
Yeah, you can.
Only way you can unlock... Nope, there's certain ones you can earn, but then the extra 50 are not earnable.
So?
And you can buy the entire pack for 3,600 Microsoft points.
It's like, what? 3,600?
Yeah, that's like 40 bucks.
For just
fucking
different
colors. I've seen people that have
done
it, and I think I'm stupid too, but like... They just made an extra $40 off some colors for guns.
Oh my god!
Yep,
it's the dumbest thing ever.
What are you supposed to take home is for that, like for Epic, like
pure profit.
Pure profit,
absolutely like pure profit.
But they have to pay a guy like what, like
10%,
15 bucks an hour essentially to spend like 2 hours.
I'm sure that the cost to revenue in that, where it's like, well, we got to spend so much money to, you know, have the server interactions to get this thing off it. We have to spend so much money to, quote unquote, design this bullshit. And then we have to spend so much money to have somebody actually like make it then.
Yeah, but then you have like a thousand people purchase that.
I would say it probably costs somewhere around $5 to the 40 to make it.
Right. Sure.
And then...
But sounds about accurate.
All of them aren't just colors, though. There are actually animations on the gun. That's why they're so cool.
What? Animations on the gun?
Yep.
Like the guns change shape?
they change colors and like form.
The blade
like,
from
like
they change form.
Yeah, the Lancer turns into a Hammerverse all of a sudden.
What?
Yeah,
really?
No, but like there's just the colors for the. Like I bought the lightning one where there's lightning constantly shooting all over every angle of the gun, just like shooting all over the place.
Does it shoot people? Does it improve your game?
Yes.
Really?
Because people get distracted by the amazing awesomeness of your gun that they die quicker.
I bet they do.
Yep.
What if you pick up somebody else's gun? Does it automatically turn to lightning?
If you already have that weapon, mm-hmm. you can pick up ammo and you'll just pick up ammo for it.
But what if you put that weapon down and then you pick it up again?
It's the weapon on the ground's camo that you keep.
So you would then lose your lightning crap.
But then you can pick it back up.
Somebody else gets it.
Yeah.
Then they just have your gun that you spent fucking real money
until
on.
Until you die and then it's there again.
Oh, man.
Can those same guns be loaded up into the campaign?
No.
Well, that's dumb.
Strictly
no, I think it's fine. I mean, why would you want to have lightning gun in single player?
If I'm gonna pay money, I want this everywhere I go.
Some of them are like rainbow gun. Like this thing is
no. I've seen the rainbow gun.
I've seen these things. Yeah, no, they're dumb as hell.
You've seen
yes,
the flames gun.
Yeah,
that one is unlockable.
It's the same thing as like the Odious or the Halo Reach. Like
you know what they're gonna do though. Every like month they're gonna be play during this day and you'll unlock this camo.
Uh huh.
They're gonna do that. Yeah. So everybody that paid the fucking $40 are gonna just have them for like 3 months before they come out.
Nice man, worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know why you'd ever get.
The only reason I bought them is because I had a shit ton of Microsoft points. I was like, yeah, okay, I want one. If I would have had to like take money out of my account to put that on there, probably wouldn't.
But
have
you are essentially taking money out of your.
Yeah, you could have. You could have bought something more reasonable.
I wasn't going to play anything for the longest time.
You saved that shit up for Summer of Arcade or get Renegade
Ops.
Yeah,
until next year or Renegade Ops. Yeah. Or yeah, there's some decent things out right now.
But I wouldn't be playing him.
Okay.
Because he'd be playing Gears, so if he's playing Gears now, he might as well be spending money on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what you do.
What if Epic came out and said, hey, $5 a month to play Gears of War online? That's the best answer I've ever heard. That's great.
Well,
is that just multiplayer, or do I still get Horde mode?
No, even to play the campaign.
No, to just any kind of online.
Every time you put that disc in your console, it's checking to make sure you're
$5.
It's going to eat a single Microsoft point. Every time you turn it on or off, it devours one Microsoft point.
Yeah, that's easy.
Where does that one point go?
Just money sink, just in a hole somewhere.
Yeah. Goes right back into the pocket of Epic and Microsoft Games.
Goes to the dude who designed the stupid colors for guns.
Yeah. Here's your nickel. Somebody paid it. Somebody put it back in their system.
It's the guy that made the stickers. He gets all the money.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. That guy's smart.
All right, what else you guys play?
I don't think you guys played anything else.
Did you play anything? Oh, yeah, you played
Kirby's
Kirby,
Mass
right?
Attack. Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm disappointed in John.
Why?
He didn't finish Deus Ex.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't play Dead Island.
Yep.
Didn't play Gears of War yet.
Did you finish Dead Island? No, you said
Gears
you returned
of War
it,
came
right?
Out. No, I kept it.
Gears of War came out.
Okay.
But actually, I found myself last night, I was very close to popping it, and I was like, God, I feel like chopping some limbs off.
Dude, that game, you can't finish it ever. It just keeps on going.
Yeah.
It's impossible to finish
that
game.
Did you beat it?
No, because it just keeps going.
This is why.
What level are you on?
42.
No. Chapter.
Three? I don't know. Like, oh, chapter. I don't know what chapter. I'm going to the place that you have to go to finish the game.
And yeah, it just that's keeps right where I fucking watch out. Because that's where I fucking froze.
I'm not in the jungle anymore, though.
But, okay. But I wasn't in the jungle. I went back to go get the boat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. And then it stopped working. And, yeah.
I'll have to be careful. Maybe that'll be a good excuse to put it away.
So Kirby's Mass Attack. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. Throwing Kirby's. Blue Kirby's.
Yeah, blue and pink
Kirby's. Is that a prequel to Mass Effect?
Yep. Dude, we saw Commander Shepard yesterday.
Commander Shepard's or at least older his brother. Less successful.
Was he at Cheesecake?
No, it was at Champs. It's kind of entertaining.
Yeah.
Guy walked in and he had the proper build, he had the haircut.
Yeah.
He had that like unshaven beard.
Yeah, he had the face for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did that nice chiseled cheekbone, jawbone structure. That nice round.
He was
head.
A Canadian model, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did he go up to the bar and say and just like wag his finger at him?
No.
Or just go like that to the bar?
Went up to the bar and spoke into the Mega Touch machine and said,
"This is my favorite bar in the Citadel.
This is my favorite bar.
This is my favorite bar at Jordan Creek."
So good. So good.
He actually did the exact same animation to drink the drink that they did in Dragon Age 2.
That hand on bar, pick it up, drink it, and then set it down and shove yourself away from the bar slightly.
Yeah. No, it's the head roll after, there's a head waggle. Shoot the shot and then do the little neck roll.
Yeah, gotta get that fluid down there properly.
It's the exact same animation in Dragon Age 2.
That's what Coltrane does every time, too.
Yeah, I know. Got it.
But
it's not woo-woo.
Kirby's Mass Attack, as I'm listening to like the 5 minute long freaking like prologue to the game, I realized
there's a prologue to Kirby?
Yeah, it tells you exactly what's going on in the game where Kirby was taking a nap and some evil force came out of the sky and like hit Kirby with this magic spell that separated Kirby into 10 different Kirbys, causing him to be not as strong as he normally would be. I think they used the word epic in there when they describe Kirby, which I thought was pretty amazing.
His epic yarn, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
There's precedent for Kirby's epicness.
As I'm listening to all of this shenanigans while reading it, I'm thinking to myself, I think you could just do this with any Nintendo character.
Yep.
Doesn't
them up into 20 pieces?
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. You could do that with Mario.
Right.
I don't know if
you do that
Zelda
with Wario.
If Link
no, sure, dude. They already have four swords. What the fuck are you talking about? They have practically did this already.
Yeah, but to then turn that person into a platformer like that might be a little weird.
Oh no, I'm just saying.
But
like,
Mario, for sure. Yeah,
well,
I see that.
The thing of it is like you told me this once, where it's just like all of Nintendo's characters, it's not just Mario; it's all of their characters are so vague.
Oh yeah.
As to the construction that is that character,
right?
That. Just do whatever the fuck you want to with them.
Because they don't really talk. It's just a character.
Link and Samus are the closest one. Well, I guess maybe Star Fox are the closest ones to, like, having some sort of structured world around them.
Right.
But even that is really open to interpretation.
Right. Really flat characters, but some... Yeah. They are characters, but they're very flat.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you say you couldn't divide up Link, but they fucking did it.
Yeah, true.
Four swords. You play as four different Links.
Four Links.
For no good reason.
Four Links to the past.
Four Links to the past. It's Link to the past.
Oh my gosh.
It's Link to the past, but you can play with four.
That's one of my favorite games ever.
It's a Link to the past, but you can play.
You guys
want
to get that?
Gears to the four Links of the past.
Dude, this game is... No, I'm past this.
Yeah.
I did this a while ago.
Plus, isn't it? It's DS, right?
What's that? Four swords?
Yeah.
That's on DS now, but you can also get it on Game Boy.
Sweet, I've still got a DS.
And we just Link cable it up?
It was originally on SP. Yeah, Link cables. Yeah. Good stuff.
Join it all through the GameCube.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, now pretty soon you'll be able to get four swords in 3D.
What?
Yeah.
Get your Wait, stuff isn't on. It already out?
Maybe.
I thought it was out. And it was like a virtual console title.
Oh, yeah.
That was discounted when E3 came out or something like that.
Maybe.
And it's actually not 3D. It's just a virtual console.
Whatever. I don't keep track of this shit anymore. But Kirby's Mass Attack is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's good.
You run around and you eat fruit to make more Kirby's show up. And when you eat enough fruit, you get up to 10 Kirby's. And the cool thing is, like, this is a funny health system. Like, if you have one Kirby, that one Kirby can take two hits before he dies.
Okay.
But if you have 10 Kirbys, now you can take 20 hits before the game is over.
Oh, I see.
Because each one has two hits available to him before
he
dies.
So you multiply by two.
Yeah, essentially. Yes. essentially.
And you, whenever you, can you, after your Kirby takes a hit, they turn blue.
Yeah, they turn blue to let you know that they have one hit left. Oddly,
is there a way to make them not blue anymore?
Yeah, there's a way, but it's like a checkpoint in the level.
How do you blue your Kirby? You blew your Kirby?
How do you de-blue your Kirby?
I blew my Kirby.
Yeah, it's got to be a better way to say that.
Out of context.
But there's like these checkpoints midway through the stage where it's just like, throw your Kirbys through this ring and they will not be blue anymore.
Okay.
That's all the context you need. Just throw them through this thing, they'll be pink again. Perfect.
So do you think by the end of this, Kirby is going to be made whole again?
Yes.
10 Kirbys in one.
That's where this is going to go.
Then he's going to go kill the evil force?
No,
where does this work in the timeline of Kirby? Like, dude, is this pre-Epic Yarn?
I think it is right after
Kirby's Dreamland.
Dreamland, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What about Kirby's
Tilt? This is post-King DDD.
What the hell is the pinball game Kirby was in?
Kirby Pinball.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
What was that Kirby pinball game?
I forget. Kirby.
I keep wanting to say Spinball, but
that's Sonic. That's Sonic Spinball, yeah. Sonic Spinball.
Kirby Pinball? Pinball.
There's a Kirby Pinball game, damn it.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't remember what the fuck it was called, but it was a Kirby Pinball. There was also a Pokemon Pinball.
That's for Kirby's the DS, Blazing Blue Balls, right?
Not that's for
the
DS, not 3DS.
Or 3DS?
And it's for the DS.
How does it... Are you playing it on your 3DS?
Yeah.
Does it look good? Like, does it seem like it's too stretched? Does it seem like it's too...
It truncates the sides.
Okay.
So that it just looks like a DS.
Okay. Well, it looks sharp.
Yeah, it looks good. It just... Like you said, it just cuts off the sides because that widescreen doesn't work.
Nice.
Like
that. Yeah, looks good.
Yeah.
You get a little taste of that. That's good. Yeah. Like nice that, Kirby music.
Yeah,
like,
that nice Kirby music there. Listen to that. It's good stuff.
Yeah. It's like they J-pop sure dating simulator music.
Yeah. Yeah. Nintendo is really good at making elevator music.
Uh-huh.
Fucking amazing.
Almost as good as Gears of War Epic guys at making color.
Making gun colors.
Yep.
Yeah. Just mastery of it.
Yep.
Oh man, I've been holding on that beer too.
What do you got to go to school for that one?
AIB.
Yep.
You play anything else, Joe?
I was really close to getting Trackmania 2, and then I was really close to getting Renegade Ops. I think I'll get Renegade Ops.
Yeah.
After I beat Gears. That'd be fun. But playing tons of Mass Attack.
Nice.
Like flicking them Kirby's and things. It's cool because like when you fight things, like the game explains it as like You want to tap on the enemy, and then Kirby, as soon as he comes into contact with the enemy, will form tackle him and start pummeling the hell out of his face.
And then suplex it, right?
And then at some point suplex him until he explodes
into fruit.
Preferably.
The world of Kirby is insane.
It is insane. But then you get, like, the more Kirbys you get, the more massive these pummelings get. It turns into more of, like, just a thrashing.
A dog pile, yeah.
Just to, like... Tons of Kirby's pile onto this thing, and you just start tapping it furiously.
It's
and
like a just Kirby tumor,
just beating this
undulating
thing to death.
On this tree.
At some point, you just feel bad. You're just like, oh gosh,
suplex this tree.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's pretty good. The flicking motion is a little.
Do you use the stylus, or can you use your finger?
You could use your finger if you wanted to,
but you use the stylus.
Yeah, use the stylus.
Do you feel like with all the flicking, you're ruining your screen?
Potentially.
Okay.
I think the stylus is alright though.
Alright.
I don't think it's causing too much damage. Probably no worse than what it would be for any other game.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I just figure like if you're flicking it, you're gonna get a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
Each tap. Instead of it just being a tap, it'll be like just a little more of a poking.
There was a game that I always thought that I was ruining my screen with the DS was Castlevania Dawn of Sorrow.
Okay.
Because you draw all over your screen for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Only certain circumstances, but...
You'd have to draw the magic spells?
You have to draw those glyphs to seal the boss away.
Yeah.
At some point, if you're not doing it properly, you get a little frustrated and you're just like stabbing your screen. Go to hell! Or any other dimension. Don't care. Just go away.
Away from this dimension.
Dude.
Go to the Mr. Bubble dimension.
Right, Mr. Bubble dimension.
We don't want them in our dimension.
It's just all
Mr. Bubble dimension.
Bubble baths.
No, that's our dimension.
Oh, is it?
I thought you never took Mr. Bubble bath.
Well, you don't know where Mr. Bubble's from. He could be from another galaxy far away.
Yeah, he could
away.
Be in Kirby World.
He could be in Kirby World. He looks like somebody could be in Kirby World. Mr. Bubble.
Well, I played some games.
Yeah.
Besides Gears of War and Dead Island. I played...
Lay it on me, Griff.
I played Renegade Ops.
Did you?
Yep.
Is it good?
Got the demo.
For?
PS3. It's a twin-stick shooter, if you didn't know.
I do know.
It's really good.
Is it? What level are you?
I don't know. Two, it's harder, though, three. Than people were saying. Like, I died a lot.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just not as evasive with the controls or patient to, like, run away. Did you buy it? No, I just played the demo because I don't think I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's for me.
So I can get it for $360 then?
You can get it for whatever you want, man. Like, I don't... It's not really... It's cool. There's a lot of stuff to do. It's like your awesome G.I. Joe fulfillment game.
Yeah.
But it... I don't know. The thing that I have... The problem that I have with it is, like, there's no downtime. Like, there's always something to do. Always keep moving. Always pushing forward. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I gotta take it slower.
It doesn't seem like it.
Okay, where's all those NPCs I can just talk to?
Yeah, so I want to go to the auction house and just look around for a while. Just
stare at some billboards.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just want to take a shot from the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go just browse the vendors.
Yeah.
Go to the post office.
I might buy a potion or maybe an elixir.
Yeah.
If I need to, but.
But the controls are really good. I was surprised how you can just kind of fly around the level and still kind of get done what you need to get done, even though your car is kind of squirrely.
Mm-hmm.
The demo only lets you play with one vehicle. So the truck, the chick truck, has like an EMP bomb on it,
yeah.
Which is cool. But, you know, I'd like to try out some of the other vehicles too. The other problem is I can just kind of see like the gameplay stagnating pretty quickly where it's like, yep, okay, so yeah. You defend this, you do these objectives, and then you get in the helicopter, and then you shoot this thing up, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also cool. It'd be really cool. It seems like it has great potential as a multiplayer game. Mm-hmm. Like, just a bunch of people driving around, doing crazy shit, blowing stuff up. But not for me. Not for me.
Fair enough.
I also played Burnout Crash.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That game is a lot more up my alley.
Oh, yeah? Is it?
Have you crashed?
Not yet.
When I looked into Burnout Crash, I don't know.
It's good.
Is it?
It's really good.
Is it?
Don't let the David Hasselhoff video turn you off from it.
Okay.
Okay. No, you have to drive into an intersection and then you crash with whatever car is there first. And then after your crash, you get a I forget what they call it, after effect or mm-hmm. something like that.
What's that word?
Demolition starter. I forget what it's called. Basically, you blow yourself up.
Right.
And anything around you gets blown up. And it scatters all the stuff. So at this four-way intersection, all these cars are coming, and your objective is to not let five cars go past. So you make this giant pileup, and then you can blow the pileup up and spread the cars out to hit other cars, you know, and then you get bonus points for doing that, too.
Is it kind of like the PSN game Pain?
No.
No?
No. Well, it is not nearly as stupid as Pain is.
Okay. I played Burnout for PSP or
PS2? Wrong Burnout.
Yeah, it's a different Burnout.
No, I know, but it's the same premise. It's been the same premise for the longest time.
No.
No, this is very different.
This is not Burnout.
Huh. It's Burnout Crash. It's a top-down...
Burnout Crash, not Burnout Crash. This game is called Burnout Crash, not Burnout Crash.
Right.
Does that mean? It's not like Burnout Paradise.
It is.
You see what I'm saying?
It is like Burnout Paradise. It's Burnout Crash. It's the same Burnout franchise.
Is it the same Burnout franchise?
Yeah, Criterion does the same thing, but it's just like we're going to take part that you loved about the games, which is crashing and the aftertouch and just blowing shit up and make that into a game in and of itself. But it's not a driving game by any means. It's an arcade game.
I see.
And it's awesome because there's great music and there's like if enough cars pile up, you get like a bonus thing and you get the good cops and there's a song for the good cops that come in and like make a barricade to block off one of the intersections so less cars get through or... I forget what the ambulance...
Bad cops.
I haven't got the bad cops yet.
What?
There's an ambulance that drives through, and if you let the ambulance through, it'll remove one of the cars that got away, and it plays this awesome song about the ambulance, but I can't remember it. I don't know. I'm really liking Burnout Crash, though. And there's a lot of stuff there. A lot of high score track chasing. And I know it seems like an arcade kind of game that you can just sit down and play for a little while and have a good time with. You should check it out.
That's really good. From the one I played. It was just fun to just mess around with for a long time.
Yeah. This feels more like short burst, kind of just go do some explosions. Be good.
Sure.
Yep. That's it, though. That's all I got.
News?
Nah, don't really have much for news, honestly. Follow-ups from last week, I guess. What did you talk about? The Metacritic bombing?
Yeah.
Those dudes have been rooted out.
Yeah, Metacritic's shutting people down.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Listen to last week's episode. They've been shut down. And scores have been reset to be more accurate. What else did we talk about last week that we're just going to follow up on? PSN. Oh, PSN thing. Yeah, so I updated my system and I sent my letter out. Sony will be receiving a letter from me.
I still haven't updated my PSN.
Well, just, then there's no hurry, I guess.
Just felt like
not. I will be opting out of that. I read it too. It's pretty much, it's actually not too difficult to find. Like, it's like right in the update.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also the waiver out of it is right there too. I mean, it's not completely hidden by any means.
Oh wow, I did have a couple of things here.
We got Shank 2 announcement trailer just came out, which I don't know that.
You didn't really care all that much for Shank 1, did you?
Not really. I had some beef with that game with the boss fights.
It was kind of the same thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Let's think here.
I got a couple of things here. If you're floundering here.
Well, I don't really remember anything else that's worth.
Metal Gear Solid becomes a board game.
Great.
So does Gears of War.
Gears of War is also becoming a board game. If it is not already.
I thought Gears of War was already a board game.
I haven't played it.
Well, and it must not be.
Yep.
I get the Shank 2 announcement. Minecraft is coming out on Android this week.
Sweet.
I wonder if it's going to be any different.
Bethesda acquired a bunch of different
voice actors.
The unimportant. Only one is Linda.
You mean Max von Sydow?
Which
we already knew about because he was in the trailer.
No, I was going to say freaking Linda. Carter. Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Okay. Anyway.
That's for Skyrim, which is weird that they're requiring voice acting cast right now since it's about 2 months away from the game.
Exactly. It's really weird.
Which you would think going to come out this year.
Yeah, you think it's going to get kicked back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Kicked back to how far? March?
Yeah. April? It's still going to have to be a snowy period, so...
February?
Yeah. I think we'll have to see how Rage does.
Sure.
But yeah, probably March. Go with March.
Lionsgate Films purchased the rights to make Dead Island into a movie.
Yep.
We'll see when that happens.
Read that. It's John's weekly film to video game to film update for you.
Yep, there you go. Crysis is coming out October 4th for PS3 and Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
If that excites you at all.
Yeah, not really.
And in the news of...
The reason why it doesn't excite me is because there's no details on how they're doing it. Like, if it's a porting of the original Crytek engine, or if they're using the engine they used to power 2, and they're, kind of rebuilding the game. I couldn't find any information on that, so that's why I was like, well, I don't know how much I care about this if there's no information out there about it.
This is the last dumb piece of news that I have because it is a pretty slow news week. But in the wide world of the shit that Nintendo is acquiring for no good fucking reason.
Oh, good.
This just broke 3 minutes ago. Nintendo now officially owns SuperMario.com.
What have they been doing all these years?
I don't know. After 26 years, how did you, really? How do you not own... SuperMario.com. I just find this utterly asinine.
Oh, we might be needing that.
Yeah, I don't
I didn't think the internet was going to succeed.
Yeah, the internet's a pretty shitty thing. Why don't we? They don't need that. Dumb. But so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's really it for news this week, right? Nothing else to really talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, we'll move on to emails. If you'd like to send us an email, much appreciated. Send it to bbr@bossbarrel.com. Yeah, or otherwise, you know, post something on the Boss Barrel Facebook page or like us there, or leave a comment on the website on a video or podcast episode. So you got three options. Go for it. All viable. Thank you, Brittany, for your comment on our Gears video. We only have 15 minutes to do a video, so it's a little truncated. Trying to get in all the information we can, and that time is a little tight.
Yeah.
But really appreciate you watching it and leaving us a little feedback. And we'll try and get into the more nitty-gritty as best we can in the future.
And try fixing those audio issues. I don't
know what happened there. And I am a terrible Gears player. Yes, that's obvious.
Oh, is that part of the...
No, but that's... yeah, not so cool. Broke jokes. Yeah, thank you. Other people. There is another thing here too. I found. I gotta see if I can track this down. You guys want to cover something while I open my email up?
So I'm gonna go play some Gears of War.
You're gonna play Gears of War.
Yep.
I thought I had questions about Gears of War.
Ask me if it's any good.
Okay. No,
don't fall into that trap.
I feel like it's a trap. So Gears of War. The Torque Bow has iron sights now. Yes, no. I thought I heard something about this.
No.
Something like
how the Hammer Burst has iron sights.
The Hammer Burst. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What weapons are different? Is anything different?
All of them.
How's the curve?
I think
stomping?
All of them are different.
Curve stomping is pretty BA, man.
Do you get to experience...
The sawed-off shotgun is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Do you get to experience Razor Hail again?
No.
Is that a thing we can do again?
No, you don't experience that. No.
Here's the other issue I have with Gearsverse is whenever they have to travel to a location, everyone's like, oh, it's going to take forever. And then it's like...
5 minutes later.
It's a five-minute walk.
Dude, they have a 26-hour day.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is it just a tiny, tiny little planet that rotates really slowly and everybody walks really Maybe. Slow?
Yeah. Have you seen the way they walk?
Yeah.
It's at a leisure pace.
Yeah. But it's funny because they have different locations to, like, represent all the, like, all the nationalities. Like, there's, like, fake Australia.
Yeah.
You have, like, Aborigine and, I don't know, people with Australian accents. You've got like a big city.
You've got British people too.
Yeah. Oh, you've got like your weird like Middle Eastern accent dudes that like make this weird appearance.
There's a Samoan guy in yours too.
Yeah.
These are all things.
Yeah. All right. It's enough about Gears. So I just got this email because I rarely check my own email for Boss Barrel, but this comes from Matthew White, and Matthew White says, "Hey Griff, just wanted to drop you a line and say that I enjoyed the last few episodes of BBR. I was one of the cats you interviewed during the Halo Reach launch event at GameStop in Urbandale.
Oh wow.
When you had talked about the most influential games of the decade, I took notice to that conversation. When you had mentioned about the whole unique user count of WoW and other games, one of the hosts had mentioned that they didn't think the user counts of console titles like Black Ops and Reach didn't reach the numbers that WoW has. I know there have been a few times that when I have been on the unique user base, the time was just over a million. I believe on launch day, the highest I saw Halo Reach was 1.12 or 1.13 million. I am sure that the users of Black Ops have been higher considering the Halo Reach was console exclusive, and that Call of Duty titles are multi-platform, including PC. Something to keep in mind, I am sure the most people don't think about the total unique users across platforms. Also, something to consider for games of the decade, I don't know if it had the impact of, say, World of Warcraft or a Halo or a Call of Duty game, but what about BioShock? I really think it is one of the better games that I have played over the past 10 years. I am sure that there are other games you could consider as well in different categories, such as a game like Borderlands for co-op gaming or Batman Arkham Asylum for licensed games. Just a few things to think about, not taking y'all to task, just pointing out a few things. From Matt White. Well, thank you very much, Matt, for sending that email. It sounds like what you're pointing out to us is when we were talking about World of Warcraft being the most influential game based on numbers alone, you're saying that, like, well, console games may start to rival that because if you have like a million users on every day, how many users do you think you have in total? It's harder to measure.
Right. And I feel like, yeah, I mean, it's a good point to also think that, like, I sit there and think about the general numbers playing on Xbox, but yeah, not as well as PlayStation.
Sure.
Getting closer.
Right. And I think
a lot closer.
Around the time, World of Warcraft peaked at around 11 million users.
Yeah, that unique users. That number is so low at this point. Like, I feel
it has dropped down more.
I feel like it's dropped
somewhere around eight or 9 million, I believe. And if you think Call of Duty Black Ops sold 5 some odd million copies in its first day,
yeah,
its total lifespan's got to be at least double that. So, you know, Call of Duty probably rivaling, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, as far as sheer,
I wonder what percentage of those, like, actually never get used, though. You know, sell 5 million copies in the first day. How many of those never see the light of day, though? How many actually get on?
You mean, like, from a collector's standpoint or something like that?
Yeah.
I bet it's going to be just about as many as people who have multiple accounts for World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a fraction. It's probably a notable fraction, but
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and the other thing saying, like, you know, whenever you do some, like, games of the decade talk or, like, most influential game ever, like, it's always hard because you have to make caveats to say, like, well, this game should be recognized because it did this really well. Like you said, BioShock creating a fantastic environment and immersive world, or Borderlands for its co-op and, you know, great class-based first-person shooter nonsense that came along with it that was amazing, or
and to that Arkham I Asylum. Say stay tuned for our game of the year shit.
What?
Then to that I say stay tuned for our game
of the year
nonsense.
Yeah, good point. Like, it's going to be a rough one this year.
Yes, it
incredibly
is.
Incredibly difficult thinking back as to all the games that
this
came
is
out.
This year we're going to have Uncharted, Batman,
it's going to be really easy, guys.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, my Gears of War.
Fuck you. There are still 3 incredible powerhouse games coming out this year.
Monster games coming out.
4, sorry. Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, that game?
Batman Arkham City.
Mm-hmm.
Assassin's Creed Revelations. Uncharted 3, which you won't play because you're terrible, Ryan.
I already have.
You're terrible, Ryan.
You're terrible.
I'm a horrible person.
You're a horrible person for not owning 2 consoles.
Go in on Christmas for you to get a PlayStation.
Hey, John, maybe you should play Dead Island or Gears of War. Or,
I'm gonna play
Gears
of War.
Deus Ex.
Yeah, I'll finish Deus Ex when I get around.
You're a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person.
I'm thinking about that.
That's why I'm thinking
take
about
your Kirby's. Take fucking Kirby's. Go home.
You played Kirby's Mass Attack. It's a fine game.
It's delightful. Damn it.
Delightful. I get a little giddy every time I watch Kirby beat the shit out of some innocent little creature.
Why don't you throw your blue
apple
Kirbys and make them turn pink?
Go blue your Kirbys.
Blew my Kirbys.
You already blew your Kirbys?
I blew my Kirby a long time ago.
Back in the N64 days.
Here, right? Oh, fuck that. Back in the NES days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. It's good stuff. It's
brick. Game Boy brick.
Yep.
And but yes.
It turned all pink after that.
If you can't tell, Matthew White, it's going to be a hell of a Game of the Year discussion this year. So forget Games of the Decade. Tune in to a rambunctuous
Game of the Year
season
stuff.
Finale.
It's going to be some arguments.
Yeah. But again, thank you for writing in, and other people, bbr@bossbarrel.com. Most preferably that email that I check.
Yeah. Me and Griff don't check our personal emails that much.
I check it maybe once a month.
Yeah,
obviously.
We use it for...
Ryan, you should check yours and see if there's anything there.
Yeah.
My personal email or...
No, personal Boss Barrel email.
Yeah, your Boss Barrel email. Just to see if that's where they've all been going
all
along.
Yeah, they've all just been getting siphoned
for
into there.
Reason,
for some reason.
Some reason
Ryan's been getting every email.
That is just a bunch of Gears of War porn links.
Marcus, Dom, it's on, no, man, it's
Anya and Sam.
Yeah.
No way, man. That's what are you doing? What are you right talking now about? That's not what Gears of fans are into.
Yeah.
They want Marcus and Dom making out.
Yeah, making out with guns in their hands.
Is that three? Is that Dom from three? Because that's pretty grisly.
All Dom. All Dom. It's just Dom and Dom. Dom on Dom action.
Dom on Dom.
Dom and Dahmer.
Come on.
Dom and Dahmer.
Excuse me, War 4. Dom and Dahmer.
Oh, God. Can this be a thing?
Yeah. All right. I gotta take a break. Well, I gotta call it and stretch my neck or something. It's like getting kind of like a sweat box in here.
I don't know if we have anything else. We
got a little tired.
Yeah, I saw you falling asleep as usual.
As
usual. These Wednesdays just suck, man.
Just get a little, just had a little daydream about Dom.
Blue Kirby's.
Blue Kirby's.
Oh. All right, guys. We'll see you next week. And then what game are we doing next week? Do you know?
Next week is either going to be Dark Souls or
Rage.
I would prefer Rage, but
whichever one we get a hold of.
Whichever one we can get our nits on. That's it.
Oh, yeah. That game's coming out, too.
Rage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get ready to rage.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling like I'm going to rage too hard on that one.
Rage too hard. Yeah.
That'll probably take me away from Gears for a while. Damn, all these games.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. This is the life we live.
All right.
This is the bad place we
live. Keep on living life.